Verse 37. Then Adam learnt from his Lord words, and God turned towards him, for truly he is oft returning the most merciful. Adam had lapsed into the situation where he was consuming what God had forbidden him. It is obvious that religious laws and regulations had not yet been established, so Adam did not actually break divine law, for infringement of that would be considered sacrilege and a sin. When God told Adam not to approach the tree, it was advice for Adam's own good, but he and his wife did not listen. This was not a case of aggression, for there was no tyranny or despotism against anyone. Adam did not oppress anyone, and therefore committed no sin in respect of God. Here, the wrong they did was a shortcoming, and in this case it means that they committed an act of negligence which harmed themselves. In other words, Adam deprived himself of the happy state in which he had been. But when he realized and understood what he had done, he returned towards God. A very interesting point in this story is when Iblis refuses to bow. In other verses of the Quran, God asks him why he disobeyed. Iblis claims superiority, insisting that he is too great to bow before Adam, and persisting in his wrongdoing. But Adam knows that he has been deprived of his state of security. When he realizes his mistake, he expresses his sorrow and at once repents with good grace, which has been to the benefit of Adam's descendants throughout history. And there lies the difference between Adam and Iblis. The difference between people who choose to be of Adam or Iblis is whether they repent of their transgressions and return to rectitude, or persist in their wrongdoing. Talaqa means to meet face to face or to receive. Adam received from his Lord some words, that is, an instruction, and then he turned towards God. The word tauba means turn. Therefore, Adam is turning from his previous behavior, repenting. And God is oft returning. The word tawwab is a divine attribute meaning often returning, forgiving. Why is God Almighty called oft returning? Because he accepts the return of his servants towards him time and again. But God's return is twofold. First, he reminds man of the truth. Man realizes and repents. And God then forgives and is merciful. He says he is oft returning the most merciful. The word Rahim, following the word Tawwab, illustrates that God's acceptance of Tawbah stems from his mercy, which he bestows upon his servants and mankind.